This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. General Motors told Wall Street this morning, in that way that we anthropomorphize some of these companies and institutions, GM says it had $3.3 billion in net income this past quarter. That's on more than $41 billion in revenue. And it's despite rising interest rates on car loans and the generally grumpy but still clearly willing to spend money mood of the American consumer. Key to that $3.3 billion profit? The maker of Cadillacs and Chevy said cleaned up supply chains, let it get more cars to more dealerships. And for the first time since the pandemic hit, actually, those dealers have new cars on the lot that they can sell. New vehicle inventory is up 62% from a year ago. That's according to Cox Automotive. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains what that might mean for the new car market.
Last year, if you wanted to test drive a new GMC Sierra pickup truck in Colorado Springs, you might have thought the Alpine Buick GMC South dealership would be a logical place to look. You would have been disappointed. Actually, if you were looking for any new car on the lot, you would have been disappointed.
There was a point last year where we had zero inventory on the ground.
Steve Ealing is the general sales manager. He says things are better in 2022. He can swap out the used cars at the front of the lot with new models.
Things have increased where we were in negative day supply before, just taking orders on vehicles. We're about at a 25-day supply at this point.
That's still well below the 100-day supply he had before the pandemic, but it's trending in the right direction. Michelle Krebs is with Cox Automotive.
If you are in the market for a Jeep or a Ram pickup truck or an SUV or truck from one of the domestic automakers, you're going to see more inventory than you've seen in a while.
Krebs says American car makers like GM have for the most part figured out that semiconductor shortage that screwed up their supply chains. But
if you're shopping for a Honda and even a Kia or a Toyota or Subaru, you're going to see very skimpy inventory.
She says that's because some automakers are running into new supply chain woes tied to China and Southeast Asia. That's bad news for drivers who prefer a sedan to a pickup truck. Detroit just doesn't do small anymore. They're not moneymakers. Jessica Caldwell at the Carside Edmond says eventually more supply and cooling demand may mean prices tip down, but don't expect massive discounts.
I think consumers should get used to higher price points. I mean, once prices kind of increase, they generally don't go back on a large scale.
Last month, buyers on average paid $348 above sticker price, according to Edmunds. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.